T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Today on the WCBS Morning News Roundup.
Kyrie Irving and the Nets will donate $500,000 each after his anti-Semitic social media post. I'm Marla Diamond at the Barclays Center.
Powerball's grand prize grows, and some folks around here are new millionaires.
After police caught up with him at the scene of the crime, the suspected shooter of two Newark police officers heads to court today.
We're going to bring you the sound of local politics with 6 days till Election Day.
And we'll dip into the archives for the sound of elections past in our WCBS News Radio, 88 Seconds in Sound.
Good morning. Thursday, the 3rd of November. I'm Wayne Cabot.
And I'm Paul Murnane. Craig Allen says it's a sunny day ahead with a high of 68 degrees.
The Brooklyn Nets' biggest star and biggest mouth says he takes responsibility for fanning the flames of hate.
But will money alone fix this NBA debacle? Live to Barclays this morning and Marla Diamond. And Marla, how big is the donation from Kyrie and from the Nets?
Wayne and Paul, $500,000 each announced last night by the team. It's controversial star in the Anti-Defamation League. In a statement, Irving said he's aware of the negative impact of his post toward the Jewish community, adding he opposes all forms of hatred and oppression. Irving initially defended his tweet, linking the 2018 movie Hebrews to Negroes, Wake Up Black America, which has been blasted as being anti-Semitic by civil rights groups. Irving and the Nets' statement with the ADL said the donations were made to eradicate hate and intolerance in our communities and develop educational program to combat all forms of anti-Semitism and bigotry. Irving got support from the artist formerly known as Kanye West, who tweeted a picture of the guard last night. West was widely criticized last week for saying Jewish people have too much control over the business world. Wayne and Paul?
Marla, Kyrie remains in uniform, so this doesn't address what many say he deserves, which is bench time.
Right. Earlier this week, the Nets general manager, Sean Marks, was asked about why Irving had not been disciplined. He told reporters that he thinks that we're having these discussions by the scenes, adding behind the scenes, he didn't want to elaborate, saying the team is really just trying to weigh out exactly what the best course of action here. Irving has not commented. He was not made available to the media following the Nets games on Monday and Tuesday.
And Marla, we have four Powerball players around here that are newly minted millionaires. The lottery says $4 million tickets in last night's drawing were sold in New York and in New Jersey. But once again, no one took the top prize, if you heard. So Powerball now grows to an estimated $1.5 billion for Saturday's drawing. And no doubt some people are already spending that money.
You didn't hear, Paul, that Tom Kaminsky won?
Oh, he won?
Yeah, he won $4.
Oh, okay. So he's buying coffee.
He spent $10 to win the $4, which I think is a better situation than a lot of people this morning.
It sounds like a lot of schemes for a lottery, right?
It's the Morning News Roundup on Thursday. It is the third day of November.
And the man accused of opening fire on two Newark police officers is due in court today. He was on the run for hours before police finally caught up with him at the scene of the crime. That's raising some questions as we hear from WCBS's Steve Burns.
Police looked high and low for Kendall Howard all around the apartment complex at Chancellor and Van Velzer. They came away empty-handed Tuesday night, but Wednesday morning,
at approximately 11:10 a.m., members of the Newark Police Department emergency response team effected an arrest of one Kendall Howard.
Found in that same building, Essex County Prosecutor Theodore Stevens says they're still figuring out how Howard managed to evade them for so long. Howard is facing two counts of attempted murder.
The two officers who were shot are in stable condition and are expected to have a full and complete recovery.
Stevens is commending the actions of one young woman in the chaos just after the shooting. He says she pulled her car over and dragged one of the officers across the parking lot to safety. In Newark, Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
Anxious moments overnight for the FDNY. A fire in the Bronx. A member of the force was separated from fellow firefighters in a burning home on Rosedale Avenue in West Farms, but is safe and sound. The place was a cluttered mess, according to fire officials. It was difficult to see what was going on there. After the call for help went out about 1:30 in the morning, several members of the department were treated for minor injuries, and the cause is under investigation. Now on the morning news roundup, and this is kind of a story in itself here, the WCBS weather forecast from Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen.
It is approximately another week of temperatures way above average. We're starting off chilly this morning. There's no doubt that under the clear sky, it dropped off into the mid and upper 30s in some of the more distant suburbs, low to mid 40s closer in suburbs. And right around the city, we're holding at 53, city in the boroughs. But today's high still gets up to 64 to 68 with mainly sunny weather. Patchy fog will develop tonight with lows in the mid-50s, near 50 inland. And then tomorrow, the fog of the morning will burn off to a mostly sunny day, high 65 to 70 degrees, and even warmer as we head on into the weekend. Only a slight chance of a shower on Sunday. 53 right now for the city, humidity 79%.
Craig, 6 days now until Election Day, and in the New York governor's race, Governor Kathy Hochul will be in Manhattan this morning. She'll be delivering remarks at the 1199 clergy breakfast, along with Attorney General Letitia James, Mayor Eric Adams, and the Reverend Al Sharpton. Mayor Adams speaking yesterday about his partnership with Hochul in fighting crime, he says, and his opposition to Lee Zeldin's proposals.
I'm fighting like hell to get guns out of schools. And I am not aligned with anyone that believes we should be giving guns to teachers and others.
Zeldin did not put out a public schedule for today, not yet, so we don't know yet where he will be campaigning as the days tick away.
Another big issue, of course, is what we're paying for things, and the candidates in the Connecticut Senate race spent time on the high cost of living in their only scheduled debate before Election Day. Republican Leora Levy has been campaigning against Democrat policies that she blames for spiraling our inflation.
First thing I would do is to stop the spending. A Republican majority will not fund the 87,000 IRS agents that my opponent voted for in the Biden-Blumenthal Build Inflation Back Better Act. By the way, it will not reduce inflation and it will not affect climate change.
On the WFSB-hosted debate, Democrat Richard Blumenthal took aim at energy policy and sent a warning about Republican plans.
Cut the federal gas tax on energy products, on gasoline, and in addition, provide more of the kind of strategic petroleum reserve that is necessary. Those tax cuts, the child tax credit, would be in effect today if Republicans had agreed to renew them.
Blumenthal said Levy has always had President Trump's back. Levy said she would not oppose a renewal of the child tax credit, which expired at the end of last year, but said many of the Democrat plans to address inflation are gimmicks.
Good morning, I'm Paul Bernane.
Good morning, I'm Wayne Cabot. It's the morning news roundup with three things to know.
You wonder how long we can rely on luck when it comes to Europe's largest nuclear power plant. The Zaporizhia plant is back on generators this morning to power its cooling systems after another rocket barrage knocked out its power lines.
Hey, we have four new millionaires this morning waking up in New York and New Jersey, but nobody took the top prize. So we have $1.5 billion in Powerball's next drawing on Saturday.
Number three, a 345-year-old house has been demolished in Norwalk. Parts of the house given as a gift to a veteran of King Philip's War date to the 17th century, but historians tell the Norwalk Hour they cannot find the house listed on any of the state and federal landmark records, so apparently it was not protected.
Wow, 345 years old. It's the WCBS Morning News Roundup, and this, of course, is politics season, so that factors into our WCBS News Radio 88 Seconds in Sound for this date, November 3rd.
Good evening. I'm Michael Wallace. Thanks for sticking with us as we try to figure out what the heck's going on tonight.
2020 was the election night that would drag on, and to this day remain unresolved to many Republicans.
Looks like a stalemate at this point. President Trump has a slight lead in Florida with 94% of the vote in now. But several states, including Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, North Carolina, and Ohio, are toss-ups.
Despite certification after certification and numerous court rulings, polls show most Republicans still don't believe the results. In New Jersey in 2020, voters said yes to legal cannabis.
It appears about two-thirds of New Jersey voters said yes to legalizing recreational marijuana for adults 21 and up. For Governor Murphy, he says,
I get there because of social justice. I inherited a state that had the widest white non-white gap of persons incarcerated in America, and the biggest reason was low-end drug crime. So this will go a long way toward a better reality in that respect.
2009, New Yorkers made Mayor Mike Bloomberg the first since Ed Koch to win a third term.
If you think you've seen progress over the past 8 years, I got news for you. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Bloomberg spent $100 million on the election and had to persuade the city council to overturn the two-term limit.
Thank you.
New Jersey made a one-termer out of John Corzine in 2009, electing Chris Christie.
A few minutes ago, I called Mr. Christie and congratulated him on becoming New Jersey's next governor. By the way, my mom's pretty happy tonight. She's a registered Republican, so she'll probably think it's okay.
New York City took a symbolic step forward in 2014.
13 years after 9/11, the World Trade Center opens for business today.
The soaring 1,776-foot number one World Trade Center stands sentinel over Lower Manhattan. It officially opened its doors at 9:30, but workers actually got in about 7. To critics of the safety of the building, Port Authority Executive Director Pat Foy has this.
This is the safest Class A office space any place, not in the nation, any place in the world.
This is November 3rd.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.